Dueling Genre.
Hello, welcome back to Rocky Minute, the daily podcast where we stick a feather on our cap and call it macaroni. One.
What
the fuck?
What are we talking about?
1 minute at a time. I am Jason.
I'm Doug.
And joining us again today is Ryan Rabalkin. Hello, Ryan, from the great white north.
Yeah, it's beautiful out here. It's mild. It's gorgeous in Victoria, British Columbia.
It's 20 white. You guys. Is it cold?
What's your temperature? What's your temperature right now?
We're like in the 20s. With wind chill, okay, we're like in Fahrenheit. The teens.
Okay, let me...
We are 33 degrees Fahrenheit right now.
What are you? 33? Oh, 33. That's freezing. That's 0 degrees Celsius.
It's going to be 18 tonight.
10 degrees Celsius converted. There we go. So we're 50 degrees Fahrenheit right now.
Oh, jeez. I would kill for 50.
We'd be podcasting outside.
The Great White North, I don't know what you're talking about. Right now, literally, I'm not even lying. Right now, it's 50 degrees Fahrenheit on January 11th. That's pretty good.
It's freezing here. With wind chill, it's probably in the single digits right now. It's so cold outside. Anyway, today we're knocking out minute 89, which begins with classic Mickey racism and ends with a lullaby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you talking about that olive oil comment?
Yeah.
Okay. Sweat that olive oil out of you. Sorry. I love that.
So do I. You probably know that he was written to be a racist in Rocky One.
Yeah. Yeah. He kind of still is.
So, sort of.
Not racist as, well, this was the 70s, and this guy was born in the 20s. You know, it's racist. The racist. I don't want to get on a racist topic because I don't know anything about anything. I just don't. I can't speak to anything. But I know there's a difference between racism because you hate somebody, and it's also racism in the sense of like you speak to your own. You know your own. Like Italians like Italians, blacks like blacks, whites like whites. Like you're comfortable amongst your own community. Is that being racist? I don't know. I don't know what that word has a terrible connotation because it can just mean. You know, are you more comfortable? This is a question. You guys don't have to answer this. But if you were if you were waiting at a bus and you saw two buses pull up at the same time and both of them are going to the same location and you're in between both buses, one's full of black people, one's full of white people, which bus do you get on? And it's not, no, but you ask this question to a black person, they'll say the same. Look, we know what they're going to say. Like, does that make you racist because you didn't get on the black bus, if that's what you're thinking, or any of our audience members? Like, if you're being honest with yourself, which bus do you get on? People are just comfortable with in their own skin, literally. I'm in the Navy, and we do a lot of sailing, of course, in foreign ports. And I will tell you, I feel very white in a lot of ports. You know, I am the outcast. I am the one that's different than everybody around me, and everyone's looking at me, and I'm treated differently. Now, this is not at all reverse racism. I'm not trying to, know what it feels, but you get a feeling of what it feels like to be different, to not automatically almost not be liked because you are an outsider. Absolutely. It happens. I don't know. I don't know why you guys are being quiet and making me talk too much. I feel like an idiot here.
I don't know.
So I guess this started from him, you know, making a funny joke, you know, to Rock, you know, bleed that olive oil, sweat that olive oil out of you.
Yeah.
It's a harmless little joke. But in today's society, in today's writing, I don't even know if they could write that anymore. I don't know if they could say that anymore.
Mm. I mean, if it was an Italian saying it to an Italian, maybe. But
yeah, but a Jewish person saying it to an Italian.
I don't know. I don't. Everything is construed as racism nowadays, and it's a little.
Hey, I agree. You can't even. There's things you can't even say, even if you don't have the malint. What's that called? The malice, the malintent, whatever it's called. You still can't say it.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like even me talking about that, I don't even know, like nobody listens to the shows anyways, but I feel like I can't even talk about racism without sounding like a racist. Like I can't even talk about what it's like to be a white person without sounding like a KKK member. It's like,
I, you know, a lot of times I end up cutting stuff out that I don't feel like I should, but I do because
I know.
You know, I don't want to alienate anybody.
I do the same thing on my show.
But also, I only have 7%.
So how much do you have? Oh, my Mac is going to go to sleep soon.
Oh, God, Jesus.
We're going to have to be passing this off like every soon. 5 minutes.
Yeah, but also with the jobs that we do, and even you, too. Like, nobody, like, we could have like 5 listeners of this podcast. We'll answer that bus question you just asked before, and it'll be on the news tonight. Like, New Jersey police officer, we'll get on the wrong, you know, it'll be all over the place. Like, if anyone ever heard it,
record,
fired.
For the record, I didn't answer the question either. I'm Bozo.
It's
a thought experiment. That's what it was. It's just a thought experiment.
And it's a great question to ask to, you know, a lot of different people, and I know what the answer would be for almost everybody, I think, but... You know,
cops and military men are not the people to ask.
I'm not going to answer.
I know we're not allowed to answer. Right? We're not allowed to have an opinion on anything. We don't have an opinion on anything. Life is, you know, life is just flowers and rainbows.
It's let's see. It's not flowers and rainbows for Rocky, who's getting his abs kicked to hell when he's sitting up.
What's his name? Jimmy?
Johnny. He's doing a nice little hand cup though.
Yeah, so but like, still, dude, that looks like it would hurt.
Well, he's really hitting Sly there. That's a good hit. I mean, that's happening on film. Like, he's holding back a little bit, but not too much. That's, you can kind of see the impact is happening on his stomach.
I also looked up what the benefits for this is, and it's supposed to keep your abs nice and tight, like you're anticipating body shots from your fighters.
Do we? In one, we talked about that.
Were they slapping? Oh, he was hitting him with the
punching him. No, they were punching him.
No, the medicine ball.
No, when he was doing
the medicine ball.
But I also think there was a scene when he was doing pull ups or chin ups and he was punching him. There was something. But yeah, we examined that.
It's found to be pointless.
The one arm push ups also were pointless. They have served no purpose.
It's like a vanity.
There's no benefit to doing one arm push ups than doing two arm push ups.
Right. We got lateral dumbbell raises again, more one-arm push-ups, more military presses. So we're kind of cycling through.
Yeah, he's just doing the same circuit over and over again.
But we got now he's hitting the heavy bag, Ryan, with his left hand. No more rope to tie his right hand down.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I got a picture here. I got another picture for you guys.
Yeah?
Yep.
I don't care what pictures you're sending us. There is no picture that's going to be better than Rocky putting in Apollo's mouthpiece in Rocky IV.
Yeah, that was great, wasn't it? That was the best.
What was that, episode 90 of Going a Distance?
Yeah, that's awesome.
That was hilarious. You are a master at the freeze frame.
This was a good one. This is what you'll see. This one that's going to be a caption. This photo.
Are you sending those to us, or you just hang on to them?
Not yet. After this recording.
Okay.
Are we at the chicken? No. Catch the chicken? No?
Not at the chicken yet. Mickey's face as Rocky's hitting the jab in the bag.
Yeah.
He's got this giant grin on.
Yep.
I gotta find it. And he's like nodding like, yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah. So he's punching with his left because when you're a southpaw... You jab with your right, mm-hmm. you lead with your right, and you come in with the power punch on your left.
Mm-hmm.
So he looks like he's power punching with his left here, and I thought he was going to do no tricks. Oh, yeah, so his no tricks is to continue to fight like a southpaw. That's right. Okay, so he's power punching with his left because he wants to do no tricks.
But that's his – no, the no tricks was he didn't want to switch back to left. So he wouldn't be training his lefty power punch.
No tricks would mean that he would lead with his left and jab with his right. Power punch with his right. Because when you're right-handed, you jab with your left, and then you power punch with the right. Is my understanding
right now? What we don't see,
or am I wrong?
No, you're right. But what we don't see here is his feet placement. That'll tell us which arm he's leading with, which is his jab. Because if his left foot is back when he's doing this, then it's his power punch. If his right foot is back, then it's his jab, because his right will be his power. So we don't see his feet.
Okay.
Again, though, Mickey, the way he's grinning and nodding, he might be having another stroke like he did in the hospital. So this is Mickey's second stroke.
Yeah.
While Rocky's power punching.
I love how he's got his little snow cap, wool cap on his head.
Never takes it off.
Yeah. Is it cold in the gym?
I wouldn't think so. He's a comedian. Jim Brewer did a...
Oh, I know who he is very well, don't you? I know. I love Jim Brewer.
He did a Mickey impersonation. I think there might have been a Saturday Night Live skit where he did a... I don't know who did Rocky, but he was playing Mickey and he wore the cap like this. So every time you see that, like, it's just... It's almost yarmulke-like, just on the crown of his head.
Yeah.
I don't know that he'd be able... You're saying we can't see his feet to see what foot he has forward, but these punches he's throwing...
These haymakers he's throwing.
I don't think you'd be able to throw them if your right foot was forward at this point.
If your right foot was...
If you were like... No, you would be able to throw them. If your
left foot...
You wouldn't have a whole lot of power behind that, I would think.
Yeah, you wouldn't have a whole lot of power. I think that would be a cross because you're...
Yeah.
If your left foot's forward, you're going across, and then the but right back coming, is the power
punch.
Your
left foot forward, he's coming like this. These are... I guess you would, but...
You could.
I don't think it would be very effective. As if his right foot was forward and he was a lefty and he was coming with these from the left side.
Maybe that's what they're trying to say, that even his secondary punch is powerful.
Okay. I'm on board it. I'm
sticking with it.
Yeah.
Big grin nodding, heavy bag, ugly Mickey up close I got written here.
Let's see.
The only note I have for this entire minute is more working out. That's it.
Yeah, I'm going step by step. Which brings us to the chicken. Jay, you have something on the chicken? You've been dying to get to the chicken.
What? Me?
I don't know. You asked me about the
chicken. Oh, no, I just said you finally catch the chicken.
They cheer.
Who?
Like Rocky's jumping up and down with the chicken. Mickey's like, yeah! Arms up in the air. He's got the feather in his cap. Called a macaroni.
I know. No.
Yankee Doodle.
Yeah, anybody? No, I know now.
Why am I not know it? Because it's an American song.
Oh, give me a break. Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony, stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni.
There we go.
Yeah. I don't live in Uganda, guys. I've heard of those rhymes and nursery rhymes, all the stuff the states hears.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know a lot. Put this way, I know more about the U.S. than you know about Canada. Put it that way.
True, probably true. Very true.
No argument here.
But this is the part of the montage where he accomplishes all the things that he was trying to accomplish before Adrian was in the coma.
Yeah.
Couldn't catch chicken. Couldn't, you know, do the speed bag. Couldn't. And now it's like we're at that. Then the montage starts and you're working up to it. And then we're at the end of the montage. We know we're at the end of the montage because he's hitting all his personal goals, as the CrossFit community would say.
And as the music is crescendoing.
Right.
I got a good shot for you here for the feather in his cap. Yeah, Mickey's really excited by this catching the chicken.
Again, he's hitting that whole speed thing. He's like, that's speed.
I love it. That's speed. I love that. Yeah.
Rocky goes into detail about this when he's talking about it in the book.
Mm-hmm.
About like his strategy here, which is what he was doing, what he should have been doing with the smaller, quicker fighter when he's sparring, is like cutting off the angles. You know, like if the instead of just trying to trace the trail that the chicken is leading,
mm-hmm.
you cut off the angle. Like you see the chicken going into one direction,
right.
You angle and cut him off in front of him instead of trying to chase him from behind.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I guess, how you get speed or how you stop speed. Somebody that's fast.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, so he's got a match of pulse. We haven't really talked about what he's training for is we know Rocky can take punches. We know that he can take a hit, and he's just got to work on delivering his power punches faster and moving out of Paul's way.
Right.
Because he's slow. He's been slow. He's with a name like Rock, he ain't fast, right?
Yeah.
So he's learning how to be faster in the ring. That might have been his one disadvantage in the first fight was speed. And we know that Apollo is fast and that he's brutal with it. Like, he's basically got to train to match Apollo's fighting style.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell throughout the fight in Rocky 1 how heavy-footed he is compared to how light-footed Apollo is. I'm thinking about Rocky 4. After getting the shit kicked out of him in round 1, he still comes out bouncing around in round 2. In the book also, after Mickey starts, you know, cheering and laughing after he catches the chicken, Rocky says, it was great to hear him laugh at something I was doing and not at me in general.
All right. Mickey's a jerk.
Yeah. He just laughs at him.
poor Rocky.
I know. Guy can't catch a break. We're back to Mickey yelling speed when Rocky's back on the speed bag.
Right.
The thumping of the speed bag, the music building here, and he that last shot he gives that speed bag, it's like an explosion.
Yep.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And it like freezes on Rocky's face, and it fades to him holding the baby, which is a nice contrast. We go from the loud, powerful training music to the quiet lullaby.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
As he drops the baby in the crib.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's actually a really little tender moment because that's his real child that he's holding there. So it's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
You have to think about that. Like, you know, I've got pictures with my kids, sure, but I'm not – there's no major motion picture that shows me holding my children. I mean, that's right. A pretty special moment to have that.
Oh, my battery's died, so I don't know, but – he doesn't he doesn't finish the milk, the baby. Like, you should finish the milk. That's so the kid
now, is that Adrian's breast milk?
It can't be because
they didn't have pumps?
No, but they probably didn't have pumps.
They didn't have pumps back then.
No, but you're supposed to start breastfeeding the baby right away, and she didn't even see the baby for 7 to 10 days. So
she might have dried up.
No, but this is weeks after. This is like a month after this, or this is 2 or 3 weeks after. She said, "When this isn't one day of training. This is the idea of the montage.
Yeah,
to show time has passed.
Right.
Yeah, but between the birth,
I'm saying when the baby was born and no one saw the baby, she should have been breastfeeding the baby. That first 2 weeks is like the most important time.
Don't your ducks? I mean, it's kind of a
no. They're still there.
If you don't use it, you lose it. Kind of.
No, I don't.
Talent? No. I'm confused with Jason. That's Adrian's breast milk. I'm telling you right now.
Why don't you taste it and let us know?
Please tell me to keep some of this, but you know, why did they have a breast puppy montage?
What kind of music would play?
With the music, the prep work, and then her pumping, and then her putting the fridge in the back.
Her getting the pump out, slamming the pump on the table.
I think we just made podcast history. I don't think there's ever been said a breast pump montage.
I can guarantee you it has not been uttered before. Even in regular conversation. I mean, those words in their own exist, but not together.
I think I may be the first person in human history to come up with a breast pumping montage sequence.
Oh, man.
All right.
All right. Which brings us to the end of the minute.
Well, hopefully you guys will do one more episode with me before we call it a week.
Of course.
We have to do a Friday.
Of course. You got another 5 minutes in you, don't you?
Yeah, that's what she said.
It's Thursday, and you have something else you want to talk about, plug?
Sure. I'll remind our listeners that we do have a second podcast that we'd love to have you guys listen to. Basically, if you like Ruben and I and our shtick and what we talk about regarding Rocky, well, we bring that same shtick to a variety of topics. And the episodes are really like they're not very long. They're like 20, 30 minutes long max. And so they're easy to binge. So you come in late. There's no timeline. You can listen to them out of order. You can listen to whatever topic you want to, pick and choose, listen to them all. I think it's good. It's got a variety of topics I think you'll like. It's called The Worst of the Best Podcast. So check us out there. Please, please, we'd love to see you there.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, for us, duelinggenre.com, where you can listen to this episode as well as all our past episodes. And we have a Facebook group, Mighty Mix. Check that out. And we're at Rocky Minute on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I'm going to stop mentioning the email because no one ever emails us.
I keep meaning to, but I talk to you guys in real time all the time. The emailing is pointless.
Yeah, pretty much.
And in contrast to Ryan's podcast, he just talked about you should listen to this one in order. I kind of hate that, though, because like I want to tell people, like one of my friends recently was asking about it, and I wanted to say, like, yeah, listen. And I would like to have something where you could just pick out, like, oh, no, listen to this one. This is our best one. So mm-hmm. if you want to get involved, interested, listen to this one. But I feel like you have to listen to an order. So I have, you know, whatever. But anyway, I can listen to the goddamn show. Put it on while you're driving or whatever. But anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Wow.
What are we waiting for? Take this.
Every time I listen to your guys' show, by Thursday, Friday.
You can tell.
By Thursday or Friday, Jason's gone. Wait till you listen to our Monday episode this week. He's like, I've never heard Jason talk so much. By Friday, we'll just have like a cardboard cutout of Jason sitting in front of the microphone.